when a month or so from now, we're going to have one of our young people in our church, Isabel Ree, is going to be joining the church's confirmation. And then we were talking together, and we realized that the folks planning confirmation is that we ask the folks who are being confirmed to stand up in front of you all and talk to you all about what does it mean to join the church. So this new class of folks who are joining the church are the guinea pigs, for which it seems it's not fair that we ask our high schoolers to stand up in front and talk to you all, and not ask those of you who are joining the church to talk to you all. So with trepidation, they have all agreed. None have said we're not joining because of that, which is good. And probably it's a good thing that we're not following the cue of Isaiah here, who when he hears God speaking to him, there's this angel-like figure that comes with a hot coal and puts it on their mouths, puts it on his mouth. So all of you who are joining the church, you're being spared that this morning. No hot coal. But there is some imagery that is really interesting that is in here that I was thinking about with Isaiah. And I'm going to ask each of those members of our new members to come and share with us in just a moment. But I wanted to share this thought with you because it talks about when this angelic figure is coming into the temple. And the temple begins to shake. And you feel this sense of power and the sense of glory. And I was reflecting on that, and I was reflecting on many of the photos and videos that I have been seeing over the last couple weeks from the Big Island. And I know that many of you as well have been watching that. It is even Time Magazine. The latest Time Magazine has a two-page spread of an aerial photo looking down 2 weeks ago on Leilani Estates, and it is awe-inspiring to see these tongues of lava, not the tongues of the flame dancing on the Pope's head, but these tongues of lava coming out. And there was this one video that I saw recently in which they turned off all of the commentary, and they said, listen to this. And as you watched the volcano and you watched this, there was this palpable breathing. You would hear this, and then a pause, and then, and it was as if the earth was indeed breathing. And it was unbelievable, and we realized that, in fact, that is part of what is going on, that when that volcano is erupting, when we see what is going on the Big Island right now, this is, in fact, the breath of God in magnificent and amazing ways coming forth, creating that which is new. Because that's the story of Pentecost in so many ways. And that's the story of our faith from the very first chapter of Genesis when it says, the Spirit of God, also translated as breath, which, by the way, ha in aloha is breath. The Spirit of the Lord, the breath of the Lord, is moving across the face of the earth and then calls it into creation. Calls into creation the world. And then we hear the Spirit throughout, the Spirit speaking to Isaiah, as the scripture that was read to us, and the Spirit speaking to those at Pentecost, that the Spirit of the Lord speaks into us, and when that Spirit speaks into us, it has to break forth. And so we look at the Big Island, and we see newness, we see creation, we see it happening. And we know that when this lava flow will end, and it will end, that soon there will be birds that will come and they will drop seeds, and there will be plants and seeds that will blow into there, and soon there will be plants that will take the mineral rich that is in that lava, and they will begin to transform. They will break down and they will begin to transform, and new growth will come forward, so that what some might see as destruction right now is merely the prelude. And so it is that we think about Pentecost as that moment when the Spirit is breathing into the church, breathing into that new church. And it would have been so easy for the disciples to just stay in their upper room and keep that revelation to themselves and maybe with their good friends, say, do you know what happened? We saw Jesus rise and all of that. But instead, the Spirit comes on them and says, you don't get to keep this to yourself. You have got to share this. And so they begin to, and the story that we read with the young people is the beginning of that sharing to the whole world of good news that is love that recreates and makes us new every day. And so it is so fitting that on Pentecost, when we think about that newness being breathed into the church and the new people that are coming into the church that day that we welcome here at Church at the Crossroads, new members. And so I asked our new members to think on two questions. One is to share with us something in their spiritual journey that might surprise us. And another is to share, or to share with us, what it is about Crossroads, being here, being amongst you all, that calls to them and urges them to join. And they may have just decided to forget both of those questions and come up with their own, which is fine because I totally trust in the Spirit moving in them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call each of them up one at a time and ask them to share very briefly with you all from those questions or from their own heart and their own spirit, and then they're all going to get to stay here, and then we will continue on in our service with the service of membership vows and coming in. So our first new member...
I just stepped on my microphone. Sorry, Bill. I hope I didn't break it.
Our first new member that we are going to take in this morning is Evelyn Crayler. So, Evelyn, do you want to come forward? So, Evelyn is one of those folks that we all assumed was a member of the church because she's been here for a very good length of time. And, but she...
Mom.
Right. So I'm going to hold the microphone, and she's written out what she wants to share with us.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm joining the Crossroads, Church of the Crossroads. Because Crossroads expresses the Christian responses to current issues in a way that resounds with me. I was born in Japan to loving Christian missionary parents, and later I was confirmed, and eventually with my husband went to serve as UCC missionaries to Aizu, Japan for over 50 years. We worked with 11 churches there. Throughout my life, I have experienced warm Christian relationships. Now at age 91, I'm formally joining all of you who are a haven of Christian witness to American society. Attending adult education and services and worship services at Crossroads always inspires me to do God's will. To do God's will on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Evan. So let's give her a hand. One of the things that I love when we were talking was she said, I think you joined the church in Japan when you were probably 12 or 13 years old, right?
I was born in Sendai, Japan, and then was baptized by Dr. Schneider on Christmas Day, surrounded by missionary families. And later I was confirmed in the Japanese church in Morioka by Dr. Kumaji. And after having confirmation classes with my dad in his office on Saturdays, And I was confirmed with two of my Sunday school friends, Japanese friend, church school friends, who were baptized.
So that's been her membership for more than 75 years, and now we get the blessing of having her here. So thank you, Evelyn. Stay put. Linda, would you be willing to come up? This is another one of the folks that we say, wait, she's not a member? Crossroads?
So I was baptized and confirmed at another UCC church. I was a member there for 62 years. And I realized that the spiritual part, I get it. The intellectual part, I get it. But my feeling is God has no hands except these hands. And I wanted a church where I could do something. And do something having to do with social service, love, peace. I feel like that's the way I live my life with the young people that I've been working with and with my family. And now you are my church family. Thank you.
Wonderful. Oh, Linda, would you stay right up here? Sorry, we all get to stare at you for a little bit longer. And Linda just retired after 40 years of teaching at Punahou School. So we're celebrating her joining the church, also retirement, and all sorts of opportunities. And I promised her I would wait just a little while before I said, oh, have I have projects for you. So can I, Meredith and Steve, would you all come up? This is Meredith Gilmore and Stephen Hall. I'll let you all choose who gets to go first.
Hi. I wrote this, so I wouldn't go over 2 minutes, so y'all can test me. One of the greatest gifts my parents ever gave me was the gift of growing up in an inclusive and open church. That experience allowed me to push back against the notion, which seemed to dominate rural Virginia 15 years ago, that I wasn't a good Christian if I supported the right of every person to get married or to privacy. Throughout my high school and college years, I had a strong community and a strong sense of who I was and what I believed. But those early 20s post-college years, the first outside of a given community, can be very disorienting and very lonely. Someone once told me that loneliness was God's cry for attention. And it was at this time that my relationship with God became the most important relationship in my life. But God doesn't intend for us to be alone. He intends for us to be in communion, in community. I was searching, constantly searching, for a church that would be that community. But what I found was that some of the churches that were best at providing programming, sorry, I'm a teacher, I shouldn't do this. God, here, you need to hold this, sorry, babe. Okay.
This is what a loving husband does, holds it for you.
But what I found was that some of the churches that were best at providing programming in a community for my age group, and for me, a white heterosexual female, also clung to the most regressive and exclusive beliefs and practices. And for a while, I was okay making those compromises. But God knows when you're compromised. It's God that can be heard in that little voice of regret, of guilt, and of truth. When Kahu David met Stephen and I, he asked us a particular question about why we were so intent on spending every Sunday here when so many of our generation aren't here and in any church. Maybe some people my age don't know what's possible at church because they've never had that experience. Or maybe they've just given up trying to find a church community that will aid their connection to God without compromising their intellect, their sense of justice, their basic sense of right and wrong. We know what's possible because we've seen it, and we found it once again here.
Yay. Thank you. Pass to Stephen.
I believe I've always had a relationship with God, but it wasn't until college that I began to take religion seriously. My spiritual journey into the Christian church began not with the need to fill some sort of void in my life or with some profound revelation, but with simple curiosity. Like many young college students studying the liberal arts, my journey began as an ambitious and often futile pursuit of truth. I was baptized and confirmed into the Roman Catholic Church my junior year of college, and it took me a few years to realize that much of the doctrine and teachings of the church did not reflect its greater wisdom. I'd become disenchanted with the church by the time I met my wife, Meredith, and in many ways, my relationship with her has rejuvenated and strengthened my relationship with God, and my spiritual journey has become a heck of a lot easier with her as my partner. In my short time at Crossroads, I've come to find it as a place that truly practices the Christian virtues of humility and charity. It is a place that welcomes you as you are, where you are free and encouraged to be curious, to ask the hard and awkward questions, and to be comfortable with incomplete and ambiguous answers. It is a place that recognizes the injustices in our communities, that has a bias toward action in helping those who have been marginalized and put to the waysides of our society. For more personal reasons, and to paraphrase the wise words of my wife, it is a community where I know if something were to happen to me, that my nearly 2-year-old son would be raised and instilled with the virtues that I would want him to learn. It is for these reasons that I seek membership into this community, and I thank you for the hospitality and openness you've shown to me and my family these past few months. Thank you.
So, is Mikey here today? Is Mikey here today?
Yeah, he's here.
Okay. Oh, he's at childcare. So, one of the things that you all may have already experienced is that Mikey is unbelievably comfortable here. And at first it was wherever mom and dad were, but soon it was, yeah, we don't need them anymore. And that's part of the great joy. And one of the things that I really loved in talking with Meredith and Stephen is the, you know, they're both, Stephen is in the Navy, which means that their time here in Hawaii is not going to be a long time. And many folks who come on tours of duty do not, they may find a place that they're comfortable with, but they know they're going to leave. And the fact, and we talked about this, the fact that despite that, they choose to connect with us and be a part of our lives here. And it's a great gift to have you all. And you've had your parents here, your mom is here, and we just love it. Thank you so much for bringing your whole family to be a part of us. Mike, would you come and join us?
Good morning. My name is Mike Musial. I don't know exactly how I got here.
There you go.
If you read in the little biography that was prepared, I was disenchanted with the church that I was going to. I left 15 minutes into it, and I came here. And I sat down next to Linda Rich, who shared singing with me. One of the things that I really enjoy is music, which is unusual because I can't play an instrument other than the radio, and I can't sing a lick. But one of the groups that I listen to is a group called Yes, and one of their songs is Time in a Word. And Time in a Word, the time is now and the word is love. And that's what I feel here when I come to Church of the Crossroads, and I appreciate finding you and finding home.
Thank you, Mike. Your first Sunday was my first Sunday here. And I'm so glad I didn't scare you away. And Mike has already been a lector for us, and turns out he is an IT specialist, and there's things like websites and all that that need help. And so he's already said that he's going to be willing to help us with things like that. And last, Mark, would you come on up?
At this moment in time and space, I have chosen to join Church of the Crossroads because I am at a crossroads in my life's journey. As many of you know, my beloved partner of 35 years, Roger Quartz, died last August after a brief illness. It should not have been a surprise because he was 25 years my senior, and I thought I was prepared emotionally and spiritually to accept what happened. I wasn't. After considering numerous options for moving forward with my life as a widower and discussing those options with family and friends, I decided that the wisest path for me to follow in renewing my life was to move to a place that I have held dear for many years. That place, of course, is Hawaii. In planning my move, I realized that Church of the Crossroads would serve as both an anchor and a signpost on the road I am now following. Having attended services 4 or 5 times in the past when Roger and I were tourists in Honolulu, I already felt comfortable and warmly received here. The church is an anchor in the fact that it provides a source of stability and rootedness as I adjust to a very altered life. From the first moment I arrived at worship services 8 weeks ago and experienced Kahu David's challenging preaching and deep spirit, and I felt lovingly embraced by all of you, I felt that I was at home. The church is also a signpost, providing direction to my life as I settle down and acclimate to the Hawaiian ohana. It is providing guidance and affirmation during this time of my life that sometimes feels uncertain and with a vision of the road ahead. Here, I receive nourishment for the continuing journey that is my new life. Mahalo nui loa for receiving me as a fellow congregant of an open and affirming Just Peace community where I already feel like a member of the Church of the Crossroads, Ohana. Mahalo.
Thank you, Mark. Easter Sunday was your first Sunday with us, right? And at the end of that service, he came up to me and said, I want to join this church, that first Sunday. And had been here a number of times in the years before with his partner Roger, and already in the first 8 weeks, as I wrote about in the bulletin there, he has a great background working with nonprofits and fundraising. Has been out to Mohala Farms to talk with Mark Hamamoto to figure out ways to help Mark so that Mohala Farms can get even more established and all of that. And so as you look at each of these folks that are joining the church, you recognize that they each bring to us gifts. They each bring to us gifts that makes us that much more of the beloved community that God has called us to. That's why on that insert I tried to create that a little bit of a logo that gives the motif of a lei. Because if you think about all of us here, and each of us and the different gifts that we each have, we are like this beautiful lei haku, this lei of multiple colors and flowers and different shapes and different sizes, connected by a spirit, the lei string that grabs us all together, God's spirit that holds us together, but doesn't just hold us together, but literally breathes into us that we might be something special. James is a part of that community as well. James is a part of this community, and don't ever think that your taking a stand and being present in this community for the things that you believe in doesn't make a difference, because on the day in which many of us were walking in the Gay Pride Parade last October, some of our young people had cards from Church of the Crossroads. And as we walked along the crowds that were along the sidewalks, they were passing those cards out. And one of the people that they passed the card to was James. And James took that card, went home to his place in Waikiki, and the very next Sunday rode his buggy up here, got here at about 9 in the morning. He wanted to make sure that he would be here on time for a 10:30 service, so determined was he. And he has been here every Sunday since then, because he found in this place a place that welcomed him for exactly who he was and felt made him to feel warm and made him able to continue to be able to do the things that are important to him, which is to love one another and serve others. And so when he discovered that on Communion Sunday, we bring forward food to be distributed to the food bank, James, who is working on a very limited fixed income, went out and made sure that he bought food and he put it in the basket of his buggy and brought it forward so that he could make sure it was here on a Sunday morning on Communion Sunday. And as I shared with you our last Sunday together, James sat right here on his buggy, no, on a chair. Buggy was outside. And he held the cup for those of us who are coming forward on this side of the church to be able to dip their bread into, to be part of our communion life together. And as Mary Reese says, he had a beatific smile on his face. And so I cherish that memory that though he's not with us, his spirit was already a part of our life, as is each of you here. And I am just so proud and overjoyed that you all get to become or join with these folks who are here. So we have these vows in here, which I don't know if you all have them in front of you, or Talca's got some. And members, we all get to have a part here as well. So let me do this. So you wonderful folks who are joining Church of the Crossroads this morning, do you promise by the grace of God to continue to grow in your faith, to participate fully in the life of the Church of the Crossroads, and to seek to live out the teachings of our faith in the manner of your life?
Good.
Having attended or reviewed the information shared in the Inquirer sessions, having met with me, and having considered this important decision, are you now prepared to become a member of the Church of the Crossroads and make this a priority in your life?
I am.
And to members and friends of Crossroads, having heard the vows of our candidates for membership, do you in turn vow to support them with your prayers, friendship, and encouragement as they begin this new chapter of their lives among us in our family of faith? Stephen? Stephen is our moderator, which means he's the big poobah of the church.
Evelyn, Linda, Meredith, Steve, Mike, and Mark, on behalf of the congregation of Church of the Crossroads, I could not be more pleased to welcome you to our church, and I can't wait to see where your journeys will lead you here at Church of the Crossroads. I'm a very bad timekeeper, but I think I've been here somewhere between 4 and 6 years. And I don't know. I'm sure I'll be corrected. But I have found the Church of the Crossroads to be a place where I've been able to strengthen and deepen my own faith in the God of my understanding. I've learned to sing at Church of the Crossroads, and I found myself in the role of serving as moderator in this church, which certainly was not my plan. And looking at all of you, I can't wait to see who will be the first in this group to serve as moderator at Church of the Crossroads.
Thank you. While Steve passes out the membership certificates, can we just take a moment of prayer? God, be present with us at this moment. We know that on that first Pentecost, when the Spirit blew across the peoples there, and not just the disciples, but all those that were gathered together and were hearing their message, we know that when the Spirit spoke to them, the Spirit didn't say, "Now your life will be easy and wonderful." But in fact, when the Spirit speaks to us, it speaks to us in a way that challenges us. Challenges us to live into community, challenges us to live into our love, challenges us to be that just and peaceful place that God has called us to be. We welcome together 6 new members into the fellowship of our congregation, into our community. But we know that it's not just those 6, but all of us who are here. All of us who are here, we are called to open ourselves to your very Spirit, and to allow that Spirit to trouble us, and allow that Spirit to move us, and allow that Spirit to take us into this world to share the good news that you are here amongst us, that you are love, and that we are called to be love ourselves. In your name we pray. Amen. One last hand for our new members. You all may now sit down. Oh, wait, we'll take a quick picture. We're all going to center around Evelyn.